Hello.
Olise?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Jill from Phone Ninjas. How are
from
you?
From Phone Ninjas, yeah. I'm fine, ma'am.
Is it I'm a good fine. Time to talk?
Yes, it is.
Perfect, perfect. Are you sitting at your desk at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you log into your Phone Ninjas dashboard?
Okay. I'll do that in 1 second.
If you need help with your login information, just let me know.
No, I got it. I got it. There I go. There you go. Sorry.
No rush. We have time.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm on the dashboard right now.
Okay. On the right-hand side, can you see the date? Does it say December 1st to December 31st?
Let me see. Right-hand side. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page because you pulled up as well, and that's where I am. So as you can see, this is the one call that we've coached this month for you. Your average score was a 1.91. That's okay. It's a great first call. We have work to do, but that is completely fine. It's normal. Don't worry about it at all.
I'm actually worried about it.
Don't worry about it. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you bring your score up and help you learn how to book more appointments. That is our ultimate goal. Okay. So I want to walk through each of the steps of the script for you.
Okay.
So our greeting, we want to say thank you for calling Don Miguel Toyota. This is Toyota Katie, right? You guys say Toyota Katie. Thank you for calling.
Hey,
Katie. This is Alicia speaking. How may I help you? On your calls, you say Shay, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. So, do you like being called Shay better? Or is it a bit easier?
It's easier. It's easier for people. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can understand that. Okay, so we want to thank you for calling, or it's a wonderful day. Your dealership name, your first name, and a how may I help you? Following our greeting. Our goal is to find out exactly what our customer is looking for. They're either going to be calling you about a specific vehicle that they're looking at on your site or another site, or they're going to be calling you about, for example, any RAV4. They're just looking at 2021 RAV4s and they want to know what you have available. If they're just calling about RAV4s, we want to get to know their wants and needs. We want to ask 3 to 5 questions. Are you more interested in cloth or leather? Are you more interested in lighter or darker colors? Are you looking at a 4 or 6 cylinder engine? Those types of questions. Doesn't have to be those ones in particular. Just those are some examples I'm giving you. If they are calling about a specific one, we want to say, oh, that's a really nice one. We've had a few calls on it already. And then move straight into obtaining full contact information. First, we want to get to know what they're interested in. We want them to know we're interested in what they want. Then we're going to go for full contact information. We're going to let them know, let me check on the availability. It should only take about 10 minutes. The reason we say 10 minutes is because we want our customer to believe we're going to call them back. That's why they're going to give us their contact information. We're going to say, are you calling from home or work? That number is. How do I spell your last name and your first name is? Then say to your customer, oh, you know what? I should be able to get this information for you right now. Can you please hold? Put them on hold. Come back and go for the appointment. When we go for the appointment, always give options. When are you more available? Today or tomorrow? When are you more available? Morning or afternoon? I have openings at 1:15 or 2:45. Which works better for you? If your customer isn't going for it, you can make it broader. Okay, does this week or this weekend work better for you? But if they're really not going for it, if they're like, oh, like I really have to like look into my schedule, we go for it, try for a tentative time. So that, do you know where to find that on your script?
I'm going to open the script.
That's okay. You don't have to do that right now.
We
want to try for a tentative appointment. Say it gets really busy down here. The last thing I'd want is for you to have to stand around waiting for a product specialist. Let's book a tentative time, and if it doesn't work out, we can always reschedule. That doesn't sound so bad now, does it? When are you more available? Today or tomorrow? If at the end of the call they're like, no, like I really have to check in on my schedule, book a follow-up phone call. Just say, okay, well, if I don't hear from you by tomorrow, I'll call you in the evening. That way we can lock in that time for you. That way you've booked the follow-up phone call. I wouldn't ask them, like, when can I call you back? If I don't hear from you, I will try you back and let them know when you're going to follow up.
Okay.
Always sell your full information. Always offer to text that information over. Confirm it's a good number to text to. And always make sure, even if no appointment is booked, always make sure they know exactly where you're located. Because you never know when a customer may decide to pop in. So we always want to make sure they know where we're located. And because you have the two stores that are really close together, it's really important that we make sure they know where we are. Otherwise, they may show up at the other location, has happened several times, to several of your other sales people at your dealership and the other dealership. It's not uncommon. So we always want to confirm that our customer knows where we are. Do you keep the script available to you for when you're on the phone?
Yeah, I usually just open them up and then I try to, like, keep them open.
Yeah,
glance at them on
just
the
screen.
Just
because if you glance over and go, oh, right, I have to make sure they know where we're located. Oh, right, I have to make sure. Even if it's not in the exact order as we're starting out and to get everything going, you'll still get credit. So we really want to work on making sure all of our steps are in there. It builds great rapport with our customers. So we want to make sure we're hitting all the points. Do you have any questions at this moment about the script?
Yeah. The script is fine. I mean, initially when you're trying to, it does affect the speed, you know, because normally they give us targets, how many calls you're going to make in a day, how many calls
you're
going to make. So initially, now that I'm trying to memorize the script, it slows me down a bit, but I know over time I'm going to get used to that. But the major question I have is sometimes you get a calling or you call someone and they're very, very short with you. They don't want to give you anything. You're like, so my name is Shay Amusa. What's your name? They don't even want to give you their name, you know. So you're like trying as much as possible to extract as much information from these guys, knowing fully well that they still not want to give you anything. And, you know, so it's hard to follow the steps with those kind of people. So what would you advise?
What I'd advise you is just do your best. And our scripts are laid out in a way that not only do we try to make them the most comfortable, that's why we get to know their wants and needs first. We're not just jumping in to give me all your information, right? That's why we say, okay, let me check on the availability. It should only take 10 minutes because we want them to think, okay, they're going to go check on the availability. They're going to call me back, right? Yeah. So that's why they're going to give me the contact information and then be like, oh, or you can say, oh, I should be able to get this information right now. Or you can say, oh, look, I see my manager walking by right now. Let me grab them and get that availability. Hold on 1 second.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Give them that. Right? And then closure and directions, I mean, it's pretty quick, right? We can, and I'm going to give you my contact information in case anything changes. Even if they're like, nope, not interested, say, well, I'm going to text over my contact information just in case you change your mind. Is this a good number to text to? And I just want to confirm you know where we're located. Do you know where we're located? You're going to get the odd customer that is just not going to follow through. And that is completely normal. There is the odd one that you get. Everybody gets them.
Yeah.
There's just, we always say is stay as calm as, and keep your tone very calm and collected. And they, you know, the call will be what it will be, but try your best to get all of the steps in there. Try going for the appointment. Yeah. And move forward from there. But there is techniques for if a customer isn't giving you their contact information. If you look at the script and you go down to objection handling techniques, we do have techniques to help you get that contact information, but they still might not give you their contact information. right?
Yeah.
That they're
like you said, they're not, it's not like it's maybe 1 in 10. So
yeah, right.
Most
right.
people just, you know, comply.
Yeah, most people just comply. But again, our scripts are laid out in a way that we elicit a certain response. There's a reason
mm-hmm.
why we say the things we say. And that's why I said, make sure that script's up on your desk to reference to, because it will help you make sure all those steps are in there. Looking at this, your dashboard, do you see on the right-hand side where it says pending in red?
Pending. Is that?
Right beside the call, you'll see the call. That's under the date, and you'll see it says pending in red.
Yes, I can see the pending.
Okay, right below it, can you click on details?
Okay.
Okay.
Details. Yes.
So this is the breakdown of your call. You're going to see your score. You can pull up the score sheet at any point if you want to look at exactly how you were scored on each section. You can do that. That's up on the right-hand side there as well. Our coaching comments are here. And then you see the audio file. When you get free time, you can see how long the audio file is. So this one's 16 minutes. It's a bit longer. So when you get a free time, when you have a free 16 minutes, you have to listen to the audio files. And at the end of the audio files, I'll give you a code. And you put the code in the review section and click submit. That tells me, and your management that you've listened to the coaching. Okay, because I go over situations in these. I tell you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, how to improve. So it's important that we're listening to these. They won't all be 16 minutes. Some of them will be 4 minutes. But this was a longer call. I know it seems long at first when you're trying to work through the script, but I've been with Phone Ninjas for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dealership that scores close to perfect on every call. And they do every step, and their calls average about 4 minutes.
Wow.
So
okay.
It will get faster. It will get faster. The more you practice, the easier it's going to come to you, and it'll eventually you won't even need the script in front of you. I can say myself, I can say the script front to back.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And you just practice. And another thing is you can always practice with your colleagues, too. That's one thing that we suggest. Like, if you and another person are like, yeah, I need to work on the script, and they're like, I need to work on the script, have one of you play the customer and the other person play the salesperson and do it back and forth. That also helps. Can you go back to that main screen? Just click the little house button or back on your computer.
Yes. Yes, I can. All right, I'm here.
Okay. You don't have any outbounds coached right at the moment. Do you do outbound calls?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So do you see above the date where it says inbound?
Inbound.
Right above
yes.
the date. Okay.
Yes.
Can you click on that and go to outbound? I just want to show you this is where you'll go. This is how you change your screen. Your outbound calls will be on a different screen. So this is how you get to where you would review your outbound calls. So
okay.
I just wanted to show you that because some people don't know, and then calls are getting missed.
I didn't know.
Yeah, and then management goes, well, why aren't calls getting reviewed, right? So and that's the main purpose of this week for me, or this week with talking to everyone for me, was to make sure everybody knew where to go to review their calls, because it's a really important part of the process. Next time, we can do some role playing where I pretend I'm a customer and you can pretend either you're calling me or I call you as an inbound. We can do both. Every month doesn't have to be the same thing. We can do inbound 1 month. We can do outbound another month and work through the scripts each time we're on the phone, and I can help you get better each time.
Yeah, that'll be very useful. I really need
that. Yeah. We don't have enough time on this call for me to do that with you, but I just wanted to let you know what to look forward to, how to review these calls. At the top of your screen where it says Phone Ninjas, right beside that is my name and my phone number and my email address. You can contact, if you ever have any questions, you can reach out to me anytime. I'm happy to answer any of them.
That'll be great.
The scripts right below that, you can see where the scripts are. So you can pull them up to reference too. and certifications, you are fully certified again, which is great to see. You made sure to recertify the sections that needed to be. So that's great.
Yes, I did.
Thank you for doing that. That's great to see. So next month, I scheduled you in already.
Okay.
You will get that email and that text. If it doesn't work for you, just click in. You can see my schedule. You can change it to whatever date and time you need to. Okay?
No, okay. That would be great, ma'am. I just wanted to ask, I thought that they told us that as we're making our calls and receiving calls, that somehow you could extract it from the database and use it to score us. Or is it only with regards to, like, secret customers? Or are you able to extract some of our stuff?
That's what this one that you see that needs to be coached is. That is a call that we pulled from your database. That is a call that you had with a customer. And this is I coach over it. So what it is it's your conversation with the customer. And I stop the call and say, great job, Shay. Right here in the future, we want to do this. Or, and I go through, I coach over your call, how you're doing, how to improve. I give you tips and tricks on how to overcome certain things. So that's why listening to those are very important, because those are calls with customers that I've coached over.
Yeah.
So when you get a free moment, listen to the review, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay. Well, I've scheduled you in for next month. I hope you have a good holiday. I hope, and we'll see you in the new year, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am.
And reach out to me ever if you have any questions.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you for this call.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.